Forward. Strange Attractors. William Gibson. This far into the 20th century, writing science fiction or horror about sex is a tricky proposition. A vast and growing number of the planet's human inhabitants have been infected with a sexually transmitted virus of unknown origin, a terminal disease for which there is no known cure. Considered as a background scenario, this situation is so unprecedentedly grim as to send the bulk of science fiction's folk futurists, myself included, cringing and yelping back to our warp drives and all the rest of it. Beam us up, Scotty, please. Chaos theory, the hot new branch of science that reads as though it tumbled intact from the womb of some vast, unwritten Phil Dick novel, suggests that the human immune system currently finds itself in the vicinity of a strange attractor, which is to say that the biochemical aspect of humanity, dedicated to distinguishing self from other, is already on a greased slide known as the period-doubling route to chaos, wherein things get weirder and weirder, faster and faster, until things change quite utterly, signaling the emergence of a new order. Meanwhile, if there can be a meanwhile in chaos theory, we have real-life scientists intent on downloading human consciousness into mechanical bodies, injecting subcellular automata into bodies of the old-fashioned kind, and all that other stuff that makes it so hard for science fiction writers to keep up with the present. Against that kind of global backdrop, how do you go about writing fiction about the alienness of sex? A look at the history of horror fiction may provide a partial answer. Bram Stoker's Dracula is a horror story about sex, a Victorian shocker centered on dark drives and addictions of the flesh. H.P. Lovecraft, in his cranky neo-Victorian way, went a similar route, though he lacked Stoker's physicality, Stoker's sense of lust, so that all those oozing, floppity horrors from the basements of Arkham seem finally to suggest the result of playing around under the bedclothes. Stephen King, retrofitting the horror novel for the age of MTV, cannily targeted the bad thing, the central obscenity, the dark under all our beds, as death. Sexual paranoia can still do yeoman duty producing narrative traction, but the thought that we ourselves are sexual beings has lost its power to make us shudder and turn pages. In the post-King era of horror fiction, we find Anne Rice, whose sulkily erotic reading of Stoker finally brings the potent S&M aspect of the vampire text into overt focus, and Clive Barker, whose postmodern splatter prose often overlays a disturbingly genuine insight into the nature of human sexual dependence. Rice and Barker have both used horror, to some extent, as an exploratory probe, a conscious technique owing more to modern science fiction than to the pre-Freudian nightmares of Stoker or Lovecraft. Think of the stories assembled in this collection as exploratory probes, detectors of edges, of hidden recesses, of occluded zones, of the constantly shifting boundaries between self and other, of strange attractors and their stranger fields of influence, because these are things we speak of when we speak of sex, whether in the best of times or the worst.